Buffalo can hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans at Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
Oh, you got the chills yet? Are you ready for March Madness? Are you ready to go? Are you ready to get your brackets filled out and get in all the office pools and the online contests? Well, it's almost here. We're about 30 minutes away from the selection committee releasing the brackets so we can all get a look at them. And I don't know if you're still old school, you like to handwrite it, or you just wait for it to be done and then you print it off the computer. Whatever you do, however you enjoy it, that's fine with me. My name is Brad Porter. In the Sports Radio 810 WHB studios, Chris Bollig is here running the show. And we're going to be here, I believe, until 8 o'clock tonight. So we're going to have basketball on the brain for quite some time. Coming up a little bit later in the show, Kevin Keatsman, host of Between the Lines from 2 to 6 weekdays here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, is going to join us, give us his thoughts about the selections and where all the teams are headed, especially our local teams, K-State, KU, as well as the Big 12 teams. Riley Gates from GoPowerCat.com will join us in just a couple of minutes. He's in Manhattan covering the team, and he's got some thoughts about where K-State will be seated and where they'll be headed, whether or not they'll line up to come to the Midwest and play in Kansas City. So that'll be all good stuff. We just wrapped up, I guess you call it an upset, Cincinnati over Houston in the AAC, which we just carried live here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I mean, I guess... I don't know if I'd call it an upset. I mean, 1-2, you know, seed in the AAC tournament. And I think, you know, Cincinnati was pretty, you know, determined because Houston had just, sorry, I got a phone.
The phone always rings when you're talking on the mic. Doesn't it? That's the way it goes. I guess it's a minor upset because in the final regular season game in conference play, Houston drubbed Cincinnati 85-69. So Cincinnati comes back, and Houston was never really in this game. It was low scoring, comparatively speaking, 69-57. And the Bearcats were in complete control of this game. That was fun to watch, all these conference championships. And we're by the number of days into our second week of conference championship games, because some of the smaller conferences had theirs last week. So fun stuff lined up, and we're going to have it covered start to finish right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I'm just looking at some bracketologies, and there's two of them that I've been looking at all day today. Obviously, the big name in the bracketology business is Joe Lunardi from ESPN, but I kind of soured on him the last few weeks because he just put out his stuff late, like 2 days late, and kept wanting Texas to be in the NCAA tournament. I think he has them out now, but I've kind of been more going to CBSSports.com and Jerry Palm, who's very respected in the business. So that's where I've been kind of going for my bracketology is CBSSports.com. And the way I'm seeing it right now, according to Jerry Palm, if you're just the locals first here, Jerry Palm has Kansas as a 4 seed in the Midwest, starting out in San Jose and then working their way back to Kansas City. K-State also a 4 seed, but he's got them in the West and heading out to Salt Lake City.
I thought I saw them. So Salt Lake City, not San Jose?
No, this is Jerry Palm.
Okay.
So he's got K-State as a 4 seed.
And they're going to San Jose, you said, correct?
No, they're going to Salt Lake City.
Okay.
To take on Liberty, the 13 seed. So that's K-State. San Jose is Kansas.
Okay,
as a
yeah,
seed,
they're Kansas, yeah.
Taking on St. Louis. SLU, which is back in the tournament for the first time since 2014. It's been a while.
And they just won the A-10, I believe, today.
Yep.
They beat, I can't remember who they played, but.
Let's see. St. Louis. Hang on 1 second. It's got to click on a number of things. I got windows open all over the place here. So St. Louis, to win the conference tournament, beat St. Bonaventure today.
Yeah, they beat the Bonnies.
Just barely, 55-53.
Yeah, it was a very close game.
Yeah, how about that? So again, as I'm giving you these seed predictions, this is Jerry Palm's bracketology on CBSSports.com. So K-State a 4 seed going out to Salt Lake in the West region. Kansas, a 4 seed, heading out to San Jose in the Midwest region. Iowa State, also in the Midwest, as a 6 seed. And he's got them headed to Tulsa. Oklahoma, he has getting in as a 10 seed in the Midwest region. And you remember Bill Self's comments after the Sooners blew the barn doors off Kansas just a few days ago. He said, if they're not in the tournament, then somebody's watching a different game than I am. So Oklahoma's made steady improvements this year. To keep picking out the Big 12 schools in Jerry Palm's bracketology, Texas Tech is a 3 seed, headed out to Harford to take on Yale in the South region. So that's Texas Tech rolling through again, picking out the Big 12 teams. Baylor as a 10 seed, headed up to Des Moines in the East region to take on Wofford.
Anybody that's going to be a tough game for Baylor.
Anybody want a piece of Wofford right now?
I mean, they've kind of been – I think the first time I really heard, you know, about them this season was January, when someone said, hey, watch out for a team that you might see down the stretch.
Right.
You know, late in February, early March, that might make some noise in the tournament is this Wofford team. I mean, they did lose to Carolina. They took Kansas, you know, down the stretch. I think they're 4 losses, I believe.
29-4, and they've won 20 straight games. They have not lost, I believe, since the first week of February.
Yeah, and all of their losses were against, I believe.
Or it was before February, pardon me.
I think all of their losses, I believe, were against, you know, Power 5 schools or Quadrant 1 teams, I believe, not mistaken.
They lost to Oklahoma, North Carolina, and Kansas. So those are their three of their four losses.
That's not bad.
And they have a win over South Carolina. I mean, say what you want about South Carolina, but they're a tough basketball team.
Yeah. I mean, Frank Martin coached team, that's not an easy out. So I think Wofford, I watched them in their conference tournament this year, and they have a guy named Fletcher McGee.
Mm-hmm.
He can literally hit threes from any angle. Like, he'll be churning in the air, shooting threes. He's really good. And so he might be a guy that you'll be hearing about in the tournament as a guy who can just get extremely hot from deep. So the Wofford Terriers, watch out. Baylor, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about the Big 12 going into, you know, Selection Sunday and further. I just think I've seen the Big 12 let, you know, it was kind of an underwhelming conference, you know, season. I know, you know, the whole storyline of Kansas, you know, not winning 15 straight, you know, ending the streak at 14. But overall, it is not, yeah, through the middle. I think it was Sam Mellinger wrote a nice column about it last night. I read it. And, you know, talking about how the Big 12 has done in the tournament comparative to, you know, the ACC and the Big 10, and even the Big East. And it just hasn't, you know, they say, you know, Big 12, one of the toughest conferences in the nation, maybe the toughest, but it hasn't really shown for in the NCAA tournament. Yeah. Now, there's a bunch of extenuating circumstances that goes along with that. You know, you just never know, because the NCAA tournament, one and you're out. It's not like a 7-game series, or, you know, it's just so unpredictable.
And I'll give you some good news for your TCU Horned Frogs. Jerry Palm has TCU as a play-in team, matching up in the 11-seed game, TCU against Ohio State in the West.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. They had St. John's, I believe, playing TCU in the last 4-in, but now I think it is, as you just said, Ohio State.
Yep.
So we'll see how it goes. I'm hoping for a Horned Frog victory and survive in advance, get to Thursday or Friday whenever they're, if they are in that play-in game, whether it be Tuesday or Wednesday, hopefully they can move on, help out the Big 12 cause.
Well, Jerry Palm slid St. John's over to the Midwest and has them taking on Arizona State, which Arizona State's been a weird team this year. I mean, they beat Kansas pretty handily.
And that was when they had, I believe they still had Udoka, because that was like December, like mid-December, I believe.
Yep.
It was one of the last games before, you know, going into conference play or, like, you know, going into the break.
The play-in teams for Jerry Palm are St. John's, Arizona State, TCU, Ohio State, North Carolina Central, Farley Dickinson, North Dakota State, and Iona. Last four in, according to Jerry Palm, Ohio State, TCU, St. John's, Arizona State. First four out, Creighton, UNC Greensboro, Furman and Belmont. Creighton has not had a good year, and they're in hot water with the NCAA, like many other schools. So that's Jerry Palm. And if you're interested in Joe Lunardi, if you just want the other, if you want a different perspective on where Joe Lunardi, ESPN.com, has the Big 12 teams headed. Let me see, where's Kansas here? He's changed some stuff around today. He's got K-State as a 5 seed in the Midwest, going out to Hartford to take on Murray State, the Racers. That's a tough team, Murray State. They got one of the better point guards in the country.
Top 3 pick, in my opinion.
Yep. He's 6'3", so he's not huge, but
his explosiveness, damn good. He gets off the ground, and he has great court vision. Granted, I know he played in not a, you know, a Power 5 conference, but he, when you watch him play, you'll understand why, you know, he is a legitimate top 5 pick in an NBA draft this year.
Joe Lunardi also has Kansas as a 4 seed going out to Salt Lake City, but in the East region, which ends up in Washington, D.C. So KU a 4 seed and K-State a 5 seed. When we talk to Riley Gates, I'll ask him if he thinks K-State should get the better seed than Kansas. Also in the Big 12 for Joe Lunardi, Iowa State a 5 seed going out to San Jose, and they'll be in the South region, which ends up in Louisville. He's got Iowa State matching up with Liberty, which had a strong finish to their season. Texas Tech is a 3 seed in the South region going to Tulsa to take on Georgia State. And sorry, I'm just reading this on the fly here because it is being updated minute by minute. Oklahoma is a 10 seed going to Des Moines to take on Nevada. That's a tough team. Nevada just had that brawl about a week and a half
against
ago.
Yeah, Utah State. I was actually going to talk about Utah State a little bit as a team that just won the Mountain West Conference and a team that, you know, not many people may know about just because of, you know, playing on the West Coast most of the time. But they are scrappy. They have good three-point shooting. They have a great, you know, big man that they can go to as well. They have a guy named Sam Merrill. Watch out for this guy. 20.2 points per game, and he leads the team in assists as well with 4.2, and he's 90% from the free throw line as well. And their big Nemeas Keita, I believe that's how you pronounce it. He's basically almost averaging a double-double. He's averaging about 11 and 9 a game. So they got some players at Utah State. They've shown they can play with Nevada, who was heralded as the best team,
right,
clearly, in their conference, at a team that has two twin brothers that are incredible, Cody Martin and Caleb Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a great run to the Sweet 16 last year. So watch out for that Utah State team this year as you are filling out your brackets.
Yeah, Utah State from the Mountain West won the regular season and the conference tournament. The signature wins for Utah State this year, St. Mary's, which is going to be in the tournament because they knocked off Gonzaga in that championship game. That's Mark Tian's alma mater, former Royals great. So
the West Coast Conference.
Yeah.
Another automatic bid. Who would have thought,
I know.
3 weeks ago that the WCC was getting a two-team bid?
Yeah. And I was texting with Mark Tian during the game, and I said, can you believe this? And he said, no, something like this, nobody was expecting this. But Utah State has wins over St. Mary's, Northern Iowa, UC Irvine, which is going to be in the tournament.
The Anteaters.
And Nevada. And then they have losses to Houston and Nevada, so that kind of split a little bit with Nevada there. Yeah, the Anteaters, maybe the there's some really good names in the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, possibly. We don't know anything yet.
No,
nothing yet. But
the teams that are already in. Let's go. Let's see. I got the Gales. There's two teams with the Gales. There's St. Mary's, and there's Iona.
Iona, yeah.
So two Gales are getting in through the automatic bids in the tournament. The Vermont Catamounts. Everybody loves to say Catamounts when they do the selection show. Catamounts are going to be in. They've had a pretty good finish to the season. And let's see. The Racers of Murray State. That's a great name. The Bison of North Dakota State. You got to say it the right way, or they'll get really upset. I am excited a little bit to see. I was looking for some Kansas City connections in the tournament, and obviously KU've got Ochai Agbaji, and there's a handful of players. Unfortunately for Loyola Chicago and Clayton Custer, they didn't make it. They got knocked out in the semifinals in their conference tournament. But Prairie View A&M has two Kansas City kids, and they won the conference tournament. They're 22-12. They have Damian Daniels from Hogan Prep, who I saw play in high school. And they have Joe Pleasant from Blue Valley Northwest, who I doubt he was teammates with Clayton Custer in high school. Maybe they crossed over a little bit. But a couple of Kansas City kids on Prairie View A&M. So if you want to take in wherever they end up, you want to take in that game, you'll have a rooting interest. I like that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's always fun to see, like, you know, with Loyola Marymount last year, guys from Blue Valley Northwest, you know, Clay Custer, Ben Richardson.
Right. Loyola Chicago.
Not Loyola Marymount. Loyola Chicago. I was like, yeah, thank you for correcting me. There's so many teams just trying to get it all down. But, I hope, you know, if people don't, you know, have a rooting interest with local teams and, you know, support our guys here in Kansas City.
Here's a little, I was going through, jotting down some notes on all the automatic bids that we know are in as of right now. Prairie View A&M won their first game of the season. Then they lost 11 straight games. So they're in January at 1-11, or the end of December, early January, 1-11. What do they do after that? 22-1 the rest of the way, after losing 11 straight. That's amazing.
Unheard of. Must have had a pretty tough non-con.
Yeah, I'm guaranteeing they had a tough non-con. So again, we're waiting for these selections to come out for Abilene Christian. Talked about that non-con schedule when they were going through the 11-game losing streak earlier in the season. And I got that under the wrong team. Pardon me on that. I got notes all over the place, and sometimes I can't read my own handwriting, so.
It's okay. We're just surviving and advancing here.
Yes, we are.
Sports Radio 810 right now.
So let me give you the automatic bids that we know of. Auburn, Duke, Iowa State, Buffalo, Villanova, St. Mary's, Wofford, Vermont, Liberty, Montana, Gardner-Webb, UC Irvine, Northeastern, Old Dominion, Northern Kentucky. You know their nickname, Northern Kentucky? I didn't know.
No.
They are the Norse.
Oh, yeah, the Norse. That's kind of cool.
The Norse. I like that.
I get behind that.
So Northern Kentucky is in. Iona, Bradley, North Carolina Central, Farley Dickinson, Utah State, Murray State, Oregon, Colgate, Abilene Christian, North Dakota State, Prairie View A&M, New Mexico State, and we just heard Cincinnati get the win in the AAC tournament. So there's your automatics who are already in.
It's going to be a fun time.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Do we want to try to squeeze in Riley Gates here? Okay, because I know he's got to run over to the K-State press conferences as the Wildcats get ready. So let's bring in Riley Gates. And joining us now on the Sunday Selection Special on Sports Radio 810 WHB is our good friend Riley Gates from GoPowerCat.com. Riley, when I saw you in the locker room the other day, I had to do a double take because I hadn't seen you in person in about a year. Talked to you on the radio all the time, but it was nice to see you in person at the Big 12 tournament.
Yeah, for sure. I totally I kind of felt the same way. I had to do a double take, maybe check out the credentials a little bit.
Well, we're all waiting in anticipation for the brackets to be released. Thankfully, they've decided to go away from the ridiculous alphabetical order, which they've done the last year or two. And I know K-State fans are excited after winning a co-Big 12 championship in the regular season. What's your anticipation? What's your gut feeling on a seeding position for K-State? And do you think they'll put him in the Midwest with a chance to get back to Kansas City?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly what is going to happen. This is humble brag here. I don't mean to play the I knew it game, but I've been saying for weeks that I've felt they're going to get, you know, shipped out to San Jose or Hartford or something like that. But still stay in that Midwest region to the point where they get to play in Kansas City if they're in the Sweet 16. So, I think we'll see K-State and San Jose or Salt Lake are the two destinations that keep popping up. And I think they'll be on the 4-seed line. I think they've done enough to deserve a 4-seed and, anything lower, maybe a 5, but, even that, I feel like they're better than the 5. So I think it's going to be a 4-seed out somewhere, but, stay in that Midwest region. That's my guess.
Well, if the GoPowerCat.com team has to travel, I would say San Jose is not a bad place to end up at all.
It could be a lot worse than San Jose, California.
Yes, exactly. We're speaking with Riley Gates, GoPowerCat.com. K-State, he believes, will have a 4 seed and will end up in the Midwest with a chance to play themselves back into Kansas City. There's been discussion in the fan groups between among K-State, KU, Texas Tech. Do you believe K-State will get a higher seed than Kansas?
I think, honestly, they're probably going to be the same. They'll probably both be 4s. But KU, I think, would be the, you know, higher 4 seed if you want to play it like that. And honestly, I think that's fine. Look, K-State is the better team today. Obviously, they had the better record and they were the conference champions, so you got to give them all that. But at the same time, KU played a heck of a non-con schedule, and they got some really quality wins in there that K-State just simply didn't have. They did not play as tough of a schedule as KU did, and I think that's going to come back to hurt them a little bit. So I think they're going to be right in that same spot, and a lot of K-State fans are upset about that, you know, saying that it should be lower than KU, or KU should be lower than K-State, but I just disagree. I think KU proved it out of the Big 12.
And Riley, when you're looking ahead too, you also have to talk about the health of the team. Any word from Bruce Weber yet, or any, a gut feeling once again on whether or not Dean Wade will be available at all?
Nothing official yet. You know, the latest update was that he was just kind of a wait-and-see type of thing day by day. My gut's still telling me that he's done. I don't see him playing here because it just doesn't sound positive. You haven't heard a whole lot of encouraging things from Bruce Weber. And the fact that, you know, he's on crutches in Kansas City and they're supposed to play a game, you know, Thursday or Friday, whatever it ends up being, that just doesn't create a lot of optimism for me. So, unfortunate as it is to say, I think Dean Wade's probably done with his career, and it's a real shame if that's the case. Hopefully we'll find out more. You know, we'll talk to Bruce Weber after the bracket comes out here today, and we'll get a little bit better of an idea. But unfortunately, if I'm a betting man, I'm probably going to guess that Dean Wade's going to be done.
We're speaking with Riley Gates, GoPowerCat.com, as we wait to see where K-State ends up being slotted for the NCAA tournament. One other health question. When the Wildcats were in Kansas City, we went to go interview Kamal Stokes in the locker room. I believe you were there as well, right across from me. And it was they had informed us that he'd been battling some migraines, and so we were not supposed to turn on any lights. Is he? Do you know if he's feeling better? Was this just a one-time thing, or is this something he's battled off and on?
Yeah, I mean, he's been battling it this year off and on a little bit, and I would say that it's probably still bothering him to an extent. But it's not to the point where he's going to be, you know, missing a game in the NCAA tournament as a senior because he had a migraine. And I'm not trying to downplay what a migraine is. I knowing Kamal, knowing the type of player he is, he's not going to let that keep him out. So he'll play. I have a feeling we're not going to be using lights on him the entire NCAA tournament.
Right.
I think he'll be fine and good to go. It's just something that he'll just have to, you know, kind of play through and battle with.
All right, one final thing for you, Riley, is again, as we wait to see the NCAA tournament seedings and where the teams are going, and we'll discuss it here for the next couple of hours here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We've seen highlights of Xavier Sneed throughout the season. I think he came up big again in that win in the Big 12 tournament. But what about the player I was surprised most by, and maybe I shouldn't be, but I was Levi Stockard. He came up with some huge plays, especially in that first half of the win that K-State got to kind of keep him in the game. Does Bruce Weber, do you think Bruce Weber can count on more of that from Levi Stockard, or is that just kind of you hope you get something and that's what they got on that night?
Yeah, that's the thing. Levi Stockard's been very inconsistent this year. You know, he's been more consistent of not playing that way than he has been of playing that way, unfortunately. Look, Levi's a guy that has the ability to go off like that, and I'm certainly saying he's capable of it. However, I haven't seen it consistently enough from him to believe that he's going to come up and do it in the NCAA tournament, you know, and be big for him. So I think that I think he might get some minutes here and there, but honestly, he's kind of fallen down a bit in terms of depth of the bigs for K-State. So I wouldn't really count on Levi Stockard doing a whole lot. Maybe probably look more for Austin Trice to come in and contribute significant minutes if Dean Wade's out.
All right, Riley, wherever K-State ends up, I know you and the GoPowerCat.com team will be there and have it covered. If you want the best coverage of the Wildcats, get a subscription to GoPowerCat.com. Riley, good luck the rest of the way, and hopefully we see your Wildcats make a deep run in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, here we go. Could be on the road for a while here, so it should be an interesting week or two.
All right, Riley, good luck. Thank you very much. All right, that is Riley Gates, GoPowerCat.com, as we await to find out where K-State is headed in the NCAA tournament. And then Riley and the team from GoPowerCat.com will be on the road for the big dance.